Part 1. Listening. Task 1. You will hear 10 short recordings. For each of the recordings, you will have one question to answer. You will have 10 seconds to read each question, and the corresponding options before you listen to the recording. After the recording, you will have 10 seconds to choose the correct option. Put a cross in the box next to the correct answer, as in the example. You will hear the recording once. Now you will hear the example. Example. Listen to the conversation. Who are the speakers?
What's the matter?
It's Tom. I don't know what to do. He just sits and watches television all evening when he should be working.
Yes, I've noticed it's getting worse. Every time I tell him, he gets angry and shuts himself in his room. I don't know what to do.
Now we are ready to start. Number 1. Listen to the advertisement. What type of organization is Atlantic Travel?
Thinking of visiting America this year? Don't want to spend too much money? Then check out Atlantic Travel. Our specialism is travel to the USA. Our consultants can help you plan the transatlantic holiday of a lifetime. However, we also offer worldwide air tickets, plus rail and coach holidays. Whatever your destination or budget, we have the holiday for you.
Number 2. Listen to the conversation. How do the women feel about Paris? Where do you fancy this year? Amsterdam?
That'd be interesting. And I do love the galleries.
It's so crowded in summer, though.
True. So's Paris. That's somewhere else I'd love to visit, but perhaps it's better off season.
I agree. Why don't we do something a bit more adventurous? Budapest, perhaps.
What a great idea! Let's get off the beaten track.
Number 3. Listen to the announcement. What are travellers who had booked with Sun Trips entitled to?
All holiday makers who booked flights and holidays with the travel agency Sun Trips, which went bankrupt last week, should contact their airlines directly. They will adhere to government guidelines and ensure that travellers reach their destinations, but unfortunately cannot offer compensation for booked hotel accommodation. This remains the responsibility of the travellers.
Number 4. Listen to the announcement. Who is the speaker?
Capital Radio is inviting contributions from anyone who has lived in the King's Cross area for 50 years or more. Join us on air and tell us how your local shops, parks, housing and council offices and amenities have changed.
Number 5. Listen to the speaker. What is the main attraction of the Oxford Fashion Museum's new exhibition?
The Oxford Fashion Museum's exhibition opens on January the 10th. There are sections on shoes, boots, and other footwear borrowed from museums across Europe. And, of course, the long-awaited collection of Victorian hats, which will attract thousands. But the biggest draw for visitors has to be the room full of the bathing costumes people have worn on the beach from the last two centuries.
Number 6. Listen to the conversation. What are the speakers doing? I can't believe some of the things people wear today. It's so different from when we were growing up.
I know. I was out in town last night. It's the middle of winter and there were girls wearing short skirts and t-shirts.
And no coats either, I imagine. It seems to be the fashion these days. Number 7. Listen to the announcement. Where are the cheapest items to be found?
It's sale time at the Style Shop. Items marked with a red tag throughout the store are reduced by up to 40%. Items at the back of the shop are half price, and those on the rail by the till are 60% off, but for today only.
Number 8. Listen to the woman. What is she saying about the way her village has changed?
I grew up in this village. It's changed so much, almost beyond recognition. Some things are the same, though, like the flowers in the garden of the house next to the post office. My old school has gone, though.
Number 9. Listen to the speaker. What does he want the audience to do?
Are newspapers a thing of the past? Will the rise of internet technology and digital media see them off altogether, as the current trend would suggest? Can print media fight back if enough loyal customers stand by it? Take part in a discussion on this and other issues on Radio UK's Current Affairs show.
Number 10. Listen to the woman. What is she doing? I think you need to take plenty of sun cream when you go on holiday. I don't know if you've checked the weather forecast, but I read that it's going to be really hot next week. You know how easily Tom can burn.
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. You will hear a news broadcast. First, Read the notes below and then listen and complete the notes with information from the broadcast. You will hear the recording twice.
Rhodes Zoo, currently the fifth largest zoo in the world, has just launched a project to capture people's memories of its past. The zoo first opened to the public in 1836, and the project, aimed at assembling a historical archive, has been designed to help celebrate its 175th anniversary in 2011. In its early days, examples of prize animals in the zoo's collection were a lioness, donated by Queen Victoria, and an elephant called Zizi, the largest at the time to be held in captivity, a gift from an Indian prince. Another of the zoo's famous residents was Arthur the Gorilla, who was born there in September 1930 and died in 1948. He captivated the city, and his body is now exhibited in the local museum. One of the main differences between Rhodes Zoo now and in the past is that it no longer keeps large animals, like primates and mammals. The days of Arthur the Gorilla are gone, and, in keeping with modern trends in animal care, the zoo now has a much greater focus on conservation.
Now you have 30 seconds to complete the notes. Now listen again.
Rhodes Zoo, currently the fifth largest zoo in the world, has just launched a project to capture people's memories of its past. The zoo first opened to the public in 1836, and the project, aimed at assembling a historical archive, has been designed to help celebrate its 175th anniversary in 2011. In its early days, examples of prize animals in the zoo's collection were a lioness, donated by Queen Victoria, and an elephant called Zizi, the largest at the time to be held in captivity, a gift from an Indian prince. Another of the zoo's famous residents was Arthur the Gorilla, who was born there in September 1930 and died in 1948. He captivated the city, and his body is now exhibited in the local museum. One of the main differences between Rhodes Zoo now and in the past is that it no longer keeps large animals, like primates and mammals. The days of Arthur the Gorilla are gone, and, in keeping with modern trends in animal care, the zoo now has a much greater focus on conservation.
Now you have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.